Lenin of Lot the Mother, we're not Tezvov, Amid Beis and Sanhedrin. The Gemara asks a question, Iboy Luhu, right in the middle of the page. Last one lines, Iboy. Iboy Luhu, we have a question, Shoyer Sinai. None of the animals are permitted to graze on Har Sinai. If they were dead, they would get killed, but Kama. So do you need 23 judges or 3? Mi Goma Shom Bedoide, do you learn out a temporary rule from the Asilava for all the other few generations, which are 23, I lie, or perhaps it's a unique rule, and we don't learn. You don't learn from the 23. Toshma coming here. Tani Rami Bachesuch has learned. It says in the pasuk that when he gave the warning, they shouldn't go graze on the mountain. It says in the pasuk there that who shouldn't graze on the mountain. It compares behema imish, equates an animal to a person. They will not survive. Ma ish b'chav gimel, a person when he gets sentenced to death, he needs 23 judges. A behemoth b'chav gimel, an animal also needs 23 judges. Look, the Mishnah, a lion and a wolf, they also need 23. Or another opinion is kol ha'kodem zocha, whoever gets the first should kill them without a question. And then Rabbi Akiva says no. So we'll soon discuss what's the din of Rabbi Akiva and Tanakama. But first, let's understand what's the opinion of Rabbi Elazar. And in Rabbi Elazar Gufa, we'll have two opinions. Amadei Shalokhi says, Shalokhi, when does Rabbi Elazar say you're allowed to kill on the spot if you see any of these wild animals? Luhusha Misa, provided they already killed once. Avalai Misa, these animals didn't commit any crime, and lie because maybe they were domesticated. Alma Kasavar, that means Shalokhi believes, Yeshlehen Tarbas, even these wild animals, even a lion can be domesticated, can be tamed. The Yeshlehen Bayon, therefore somebody buys them, they can become the owner. And if they killed somebody, then you don't have to wait for a bezin, then you can carry out the psak. It's as if already the bezin ruled, go ahead and kill them. Rabbi Yechina says, no, these animals can never be domesticated. Even though, and they're not docile, so even though they didn't kill, as soon as you see a lion roaming in the streets, you can kill, put to death. They cannot be domesticated. Therefore, the hefke, there are no owners, go ahead and kill them. You can keep the, you own it. Now, according to Rabbi Yechin, that says that there is no one hefke lemay zocher zochel oilon. You can at least keep the hide. Elo the shlokah said there's an owner, and when you kill them, it's as if the bezin kills them. What do we know about a bezin killing an animal? That the animal becomes asa b'hana. So what do you mean you zocher? What are you keeping lemay zocher? What are you keeping? So we answer kibun shem misa killed them. Sorry, I'm going to try. Part of the question. Kibun shem misa wants to kill the animal. Shavina rabbanon kamadu gom b'dinai. You just carried out the din of the bezin, and the din should be v'yisuri anoninu. You don't have any hanor from it. And v'ding mora my zocher zocher l'shamayim. You were zocher that you did the right thing for the Eibush's sake. No, it's skin. Also, no, you got to throw it out. Bury it. Tanya will come out to the shlokish. Echot shayshe heimiz ve'echot behemu chayshe misu. We look like the shlokish. Any animal that kills b'chav giving you 23. Abelazar emes shayshe heimiz be'ezra shayshe kills 23. V'shay behemu chayshe heimisu kol akon horchon zoch ben l'shemayim. Clearly, the shlokish that you know that what it means that zoichil l'shemayim. Because you're not allowed to keep them. Why can't you keep them? Because you have to wait till they kill. And once they kill, you can go ahead and kill them. You can kill them. Yizrechel Shemai, because it's also
b'hanor. So does that person become like a representative?
Yes. Yes. Rabbi Akiva says, "Hayne Tanakama." They're both saying the same thing. That you don't need bezin of three. You keep an eye a snake. The difference is by a snake. According to the Tanakama, a snake also can be. You don't kill, and a kibbutz and a snake is so dangerous that, in fact, I just heard yesterday in the news where a woman who saved two boa constrictors from something, and then the next day one of them, boa constrictors, wrapped herself around her and tried to kill her. She called the police while it was happening, and somehow or another they saved her. Exactly, that's exactly the machlekes of a kibbutz and a tanakama.
That's what the police treated with the Arabs.
Exactly. Ain't done. You don't judge the majority of a tribe only by a bezin of 23. The Gemara ain't done in. No, this bezin already when we say by we're talking about bezin of 71. A shevet and a novi shek and a kohen gadol a bezin of 71. What's a 71? Why are they being judged in the first place? The Gemara high shevet the chotamai. What sin did they commit? Ilem a shevet shechilah shabbos. The entire shevet is mechal shabbos. Who said you get you're any different than a normal case of 23? Aim with the to make a difference if a single person commits a sin for a whole community. Regarding an ordinary person, gets skill. If it's a whole community, it's a irna dachas. You only get in saye, but all your belongings are taken away. Any other sin? Where is there a distinction with whether it's a yachid who commits it or a tzibur? An entire shevet that was fought that was came in a dachas. The member of the bedin, the rabbi Daniel, as you tell me that the majority of the shevet it commits a sin, will treat them like a rabbi, like an eren dachas, and therefore you need it's a saif and it's a hedrik gedola lechayda. So you say even if the majority of the shevet does it, we'll give them the same 71 judges and like an eren dachas. Freddy Gemara keman who believes that loy rabbi Yeshi of loy rabbi Anderson. What do you mean? At till when do we say you need a dachas and we'll give you only saif? We'll reduce your punishment, but we will take away all your confiscate all your goods. We'll burn all your goods. Me yudva akaf from a minimum of 10 people is a community, a maximum of 100. Divid abiyeshia because less than 10 people is an accident a city, but more than 100 is much more than a city. That's a tzibur. Abiyeshia number mikuf a minimum size of a city is 100 people. But add rubish of shavit up to the majority of shavit. But once you have the majority of shavit, it's no longer considered. It's back to a tzibur, and then each person gets killed back to skila. But no tie shavit. No. So what is our Mishnah talking about? We're talking about the nasi of the shevet. He needs 71 judges. And which punishment did he do? Any one of them misses bez. Not that Avodah Zarah, any one of them. Why? Why should he be different that he gets 71 judges? Mila Amar of Adabar Abba, we'll soon see the Amar of Adabar Abba says, Kol HaDovar HaGod Leviyu Alecha, says in the Pasuk that every big thing Yisrael said to Moshe, every great thing they bring to you, Dvorav Shel Godl, any matter pertaining to a chash of a person, like a Kohen Godl. He's Hainami Godl, who a Nasi of a Shevet is also treated as a Godl, and therefore all of his issues of Misa, you require you, Moshe, remember, is equal to 71 judges. That's one answer. Omer Ablod also says, you know what Mishnah is talking about? The boy in Alizke Nachlas, there's a dispute amongst the Shevet about the inheritance from it, you know, when they divide a proportion of Eretz Yisrael, Ukit Chilosa Shel Eretz Yisrael, and we'll treat it exactly like the beginning of Eretz Yisrael. Mat Chilosa, just like when the Chilosa divided Eretz Yisrael. Shivim Ve'echad, there were 71 people, the whole Sanhedrin was there, Afkan, Shivim Ve'echad over here also, we need 71 people if there's ever a dispute about the properties that belong to a shevet, you need 71 judges. Freddy Gemara, if you want to compare it to the first time, Imat Chilosa Kalfi Uri V'Tumim was a Goyru, there was Uri V'Tumim B'chol Yisrael, Tai Kla Yisrael was there, so of Khan over here also, let's introduce that. Kalfi Uri V'Tumim B'chol Yisrael. Elamach Chavarte Kidr Amasto. Go back to the Amasto answer, mean the Nasi of a shevet. However, Ravina says, Lo'ilam B'shevet Hudach. We're talking about the entire shevet that was mudach, and you're saying l'chayda according to Bienesin more than rave shevet we treat like individuals, no longer like a kib, like a tzibur. I the kashalach bedina the rabim danili that l'chayda we know that we don't get. It says in the Mishnah that it sounds like in the Mishnah he gets punishment of a rabim, but he doesn't. Bienesin says once you're the majority of a shevet, you're no longer considered like a rabim, you're considered like individuals. In afakav the katlina biyachid, they'll get the punishment of a yachid, they'll get skila of the bedin the rabim danili. You still what? You still need a bezin of 71. It's very hard to understand that the more people you are, suddenly you become back to a minority. If you're more than the in Svara, if you're more than majority of the shevet that committed a sin, we no longer treat you like a community. We treat you like individuals. What is the logic in that? And you get saif. You get you get skill again.
Is that sort of placing a limit on the third?
Yes, we did. What does that mean?
When it's up to a certain amount, we say, yeah, you went along with the group.
What does that mean? But where do you see that in real life?
I'm asking. Is that what we're suggesting here? That once it gets beyond that, we now hold you responsible as an individual.
It seems there's no swara. It seems like some kind of there's a kosov. And Gemara says, it says in the pasuk that if somebody committed a terrible thing and you by tzeis as isha hu, you take that person to your bezin of 23. So we darshan ish vi isha atem meitzila shirecha. Only individuals you bring to your bezin of 23, the bezin that sits in your gate of your city. Atem meitzi kol ir kulu shirecha. You don't bring them to your shirecha. You bring them to the center of 71. But what is their punishment? Their punishment would be like individuals, which is skila. Hachanami ish vi isha atem meitzila shirecha. Atem meitzi kol shem kulu shirecha. You don't bring the entire shevet to your shirecha. Yes, what it needs, don't know. Lo yisanavi shekel, if you found a false navi, you also need bezin of 71 for your administer as punishment. How do you know? We learn out. It says by a Novi. Ashi Yozid Ledabed, deliberately he goes out of his way to speak. And it says also by Zokim Mamre, he also says Ashi Yozid. Yasim Azodin, not to listen to the Koyin. Malahalim Bishim Vechel. And we know the parasha of Zokim Mamre 71. Avkam Bishim Vechel 71. For the more, I don't understand. By Zokim Mamre, where does he have Zodin? Not in his punishment. It says he has to rebel against Bimbozni, against 71. But his punishment, you know, could have been with 23.
He's an individual.
It could be 23 judges. So how do you know to learn the punishment of a Novi Shek is 23? Over here it says Hazod by us, it says Hazod by kids ministering death, and by Sokim Mamre gets killed only by 23. Elamish Lakh is Goma, we learn out. That's it, we learn out. It says there actually Yozid Ledabed Dover by the what do you call it? By the Novi Sheker, and it says over here, and it says Dover as well. When it comes to, it says Vasisa Apia Dover, you should punish the Zokim Mamre, and they were talking about punishing him. Mahamra also. Therefore, we learn that just we know what that that 73. Okay, so now you tell me Zokim Mamre. By Zokim Mamre, the fact is we only came 23. Now that we're learning Gezeirah Shavah, learn both ways and learn also Faket, that just like by Novi Shek at 71, let's go back to Zokim Mamre and say it should be 71 as well. The more answer is Dover, Dover, Gomir, Hazod, Hazod, Le Gomir. We don't use Gezeirah Shavah of Hazod, Hazod. We don't learn out Gzeirah Shavah Hazod Hazod. We don't have. We only have Gzeirah Shavah of Dover Dover, and therefore we cannot learn back Zokim Mamre from a Novi Sheker to say that you need 73 people. Rashi explains that we cannot make Gzeirah Shavah. Whatever you heard him. Whatever you didn't hear. And the Mefarshim tried to understand this whole Indian, because you didn't hear from your Rebbe, therefore it doesn't exist. You think you heard everything from your Rebbe. What do you mean? What I heard, Tracy the Shabbos sort of said that they heard a number of, they'd heard the Sach HaKol, how many Gzeirah Shavahs there are. So if they heard, let's say, 500 Gzeirah Shavahs, and they heard 500 from the Rebbe, there's no room anymore for any other Gzeirah Shavahs. So it's not that they didn't hear from the Rebbe, but there can't be anymore, because it's only, they heard a Sach HaKol. That's why you can have machlekes in about Gzeirah Shavahs. Because it wasn't passed down whatever Gzeirah Shavah was. It was maybe passed down only how many. The law is a Kohen Gadol. How do you know a Kohen Gadol? Also, you need 71. Any large matter you should bring to you, the Vodav Shal Gadol. Kohen Gadol is a Gadol. Meisvei, I'll bring you a Braisa, which is a little bit different. It's a Dover Gadol. Dover Kosher. Dover Gadol means any tough question. Not Vodav Shal Gadol, but tough. Ato Emet Dover Kosher. Tough question. Any Dover Shal Gadol means from a Kohen Gadol something. Kishu Emet, it says in the Pasik, you should continuously judge the people. And it's a Dover HaKosher. Yevion El Moshe. Any difficult thing you bring to Moshe. Hari Dover Kosher. It's a clip. It's all about tough things. So Luchel, wait, tell me Dover Shal Gadol. So he answers, Huda Amak Yahatani. We have another Braisa that says differently argued. Tani, we learned Dover Gadol means Dvarav Shal Gadol. It means matters that pertain to a significant person. Ato Emet Dvarav Shal Gadol, a significant person. They ain't no Dvarav HaKosher, maybe tough things. Keshu Emet Had Dvarav HaKosher. We have another passage where it clearly delineates Dvarav HaKosher. Had Dvarav HaKosher, we know, talking about tough things. Hermani Mekai Dvarav Gadol. So what do I need Dvarav Gadol for? It means Dvarav Shal Gadol. Otherwise, why change from Gadol to Kosher? It means two different things. That's tough things, and this means the matters pertaining to a leader. So the first Tanna who says that they're both talking about tough things, why need two psukim? One of the Yisrael instructed the Moshe, and one that Moshe actually carried out. The other one, maybe that's not the reason. How do you know we're talking about two different things? One is Dvarav Shal Gadol, one is Dvarav HaKosher. Lichtev, Oy Gadol, Gadol HaKosher, you're the same one in both. My Gadol, my Kosher, Shmam, and Tati, learn two things. Boy, I blow the question. Shoyre Shal Kohen Gadol, Bekama, the Shoyre of a Kohen Gadol, how many judges do you need? The Mrs. Bailim did Damon. It's impossible. If it got Bailim, you must be compared to Mrs. Bailim. Since the Mrs. Bailim of a Koyin is 71, do we say the Mrs. Shoyr of a Koyin is 71, or do we say in Algemein Mrs. Bailim, which is 23? Do we say Bailim the Dame Medaminle? It's Bailim, which is a Kohen Gadol, so you need 71. I do with Mrs. Bailim the Alma Medaminle, therefore you need 23. I'm going to buy him, I'm going to buy him, they showed him, be asking only a question about his ox, McLeod, the Mamina, everything else. She's not only care because that's gone Bailim Yumas. Otherwise, his money matters clearly, or you need a 23. That's obvious. What do you have to? When I say buy it, what are you making an inference? It's obvious. Why should the money matters of a coin godl be different than anybody else? Three judges. Nein, I would have thought hoyil because of kol adavra godl. I would have thought kol dvarav shel godl kamashlan. Even dvarav shel godl is only important things, significant things, not the money matters. Ain might see, and you don't go out there to extend the city and so on and so forth unless you have 71. Minan immediately. Also, you don't go to Muhammad Shus. It says you don't go to Muhammad unless you have 71. Thinking about it, Minan immediately. How do you know? Omer Rav Huna Makros in the pasuk. Lefnei Elaz Rakoyin Yamboy. It says in the pasuk, you should stand before Yosef Rakoyin. And who's Emel? That's the king. I'm sorry. I'm losing what that thing over there is. Going to. Okay. Who should stand in front of the Lazar coin? The king should stand in front of the Lazar coin. And the Chol B'nai Yisrael Itoi, all the Eden with him, should stand in front of the Lazar coin. Meshuach Mechoma.
The Tzimtzim of the Pasuk.
Yeah.
The Pasuk, the Hu is later, but it's dividing between him and the Eden.
Yeah, so who is the Melech? Chol B'nai Yisrael, all the Eden Itoi, that's the Meshuach Mechoma. And B'chol Eidah, that's a Sanhedrin. All of them have to stand there, and all of them need to be involved in when you're going out to wage a war. Freddy Gemara, V'dilmul Sanhedrin, who dekamul Rachmanu, L'shayel B'Tumim. How do you know the Kohen Gadol are the one who has to ask the Urim B'Tumim? Maybe the Pasuk is saying that the B'chol Eidah, that they're the ones who ask the Urim B'Tumim whether they should go to war or not. Elik Yodan Rachav, Yisrael Rav Shem Echsid, I'll tell you how we know how it works. Kinoid Hoyer Tolu L'mayim David. There was a harp that was hanging above the Dovidel's bed. And we had a few times. Kivon since Higia L'chatzos HaLaila became midnight. Ruach Tzafoni. We know that the northerly wind changes direction, and it starts blowing in midnight. And when it does, it changes the music that it plays in the harp. But Yemenagin Me'elov, and it was like his alarm clock. Miyad immediately David Oimiv. He used to stand up. Oisik B'Toyda. He'll study Toyda Ad Sha'olam U'Deshach until daybreak. Kivon Sha'olam U'Deshach Nichlus U'Chach Mishol. That's why the Chacham when it's him Omrul Yadineinu HaMelech, our master, our king. Amcha Yisrael tzich lepanosa. Even back then, they also need panosa. Omer lehen, he said, l'chu yispanos amezeh. Go ahead and feed each other. Omer lehen, they said to him, ein akoymez, the little bit of food that we have is not masbiri, cannot satisfy a lion. We need a lot of panosa. And also, ve'ein haboy mismalim l'chu yosa, the boy will fill up from its sand. Tases, one of the Pshatma Tases is, three or four Pshatma, he said one of the Pshatma is that if you take sand out of a burn and you pile on the side and then you put it back in, it doesn't fill, there's always room for more. So we don't have enough to give from one to another. So then he said to them, okay, the famous and the most important, most common reason for waging war, go out there and set up, you know, bandits and go and attack your neighbors. Miyad yoitzin b'achitayful, they would consult achitayful for strategy. Uvinim lochim b'sanhedrin, they would get reshus from the Sanhedrin. Rashi says in brachas that the Sanhedrin should daven for them. Here Rashi says uvinim lochim reshus, they get reshus. Although he says they should daven for him, and then he says v'shoyelim b'udivatuvim, ask them to me. Omer Rabbi Yisrael Maikro, how do you know this is the order? It's in the pasuk. But after they just consulted Achitayful, who was an extremely bright man, then they went to Benoya by Yodah, who was Eres Sanhedrin, and Ev Yosser was the Koyin, so they went to Benoya by Yodah Sanhedrin first before they went to Ev Yosser. Besar Tzvo LeMelech Yoyev, and who was the general? Was Yoyev. Achitayful, he represented Yoyev, he was an advisor. V'cheinu Oimer Vatzas Achitayful Hashiyot. Benoya ben Yehoyada Zu Sanhedrin, he was a Sanhedrin, and of Yosef's Elu Urvatum, he was a kind of God, Lechain Wamis Apostle. Uvenoya ben Yehoyada, Allah Kresi Placey. They went to Benoya Yehoyada before they went to the Kresi Placey. And what's Kresi Placey? Urvatumim. The Lama Nikashman Kresi Placey. So why would the Urvatumim refer to the Kresi Placey? Kresi Shakursin Devraim, they're very clear, concise in their words. U Placey Shemufloim Maasem. That the way they'd work was wonder, the letters lighting up. And afterwards, Sarat Tov Mechamoyev, and after they went to war, That you see that the kinah woke him up. And I woke up the morning because I was always up before the morning. You see, for now, if you want to actually extend the boundaries of Yerushalayim or the boundaries of the Mishkan, you need 71. You should do whatever I showed you here in the form of the Mishkan. Do exactly this way. Who ran the Mishkan? Moshe. Moshe represents 71 people. So if you only an edik gedolah. But Masiv Rav has a question. All the kelim that Moshe made, Meshichas and Mikachan, you have to anoint it in order to make it holy in the Mishkan or Mikavetch later on in the future. Avodasa Mechan Chasan. The moment you use it, that's when it becomes holy. So we see they didn't follow the Chen Tassel Adidas. They didn't do exactly the same way as before. But my name, let us say the Chen Tassel Adidas. Haboy, let's continue doing it this way. So the Gemara, Shiny Chasan, there's different. Doma Kros says clearly another pasuk. Vayim Shechin Vayikadosh Oysam. That the times of Moshe they anointed it and then they became holy. Only Moshe's times is through anointing it. The Laila Deidim Mashiach, not in a few generations. They may let us say, Oysim and Mashiach, Ula Deidis. That in Moshe's time, you had only one choice by putting oil on it. But the day in the future, you have a choice. Iba Mashiach, Iba Avoida. How do you know it's only Avoida? Amar Papa, Amar Cross, another Pasik, Asher Yishosa Bomba Kodesh. Hakos of Tolim Mashidus. In the future, it all depends about Shidus. So that's to do with the Kalim, but the Mishkan itself, we got to follow Moshe Rabbeinu. We need 71 people. Elo oisim lomeli. So what do you mean them? Ilav oisim having with all the dated mashiach avoid. Maybe you need both. So why do you need a limit of oisim only in times of Moshe? You did mashiach to tell you in the future you don't need both. In the future is only by using it. So k'si v'chein tasek kosach. I'm going to oisim mashiach v'loy dated mashiach. Dated not mashiach. The ain oisim sanhedrin. The smallest sanhedrin 23. You need the big sanhedrin to appoint them. Menar lon. How do you know that? He's the one who appointed all the smaller Sanhedrin, so therefore you need 71 to appoint the Sanhedrin of 23. He represented 71 people. How do you know you have judges by Eden? You have police by Eden. Every shaver required. That means if two Shvatim were sitting in the same city, how do you know you need two Bezdins? Every shaved. Shaitrim the Khal Shaved every nine. I know you need police for both Shvatim in the same city. Tamalayma Shaitrim the Shivtecha. Shaitim the Khal Iva nine. How do you know that if you have the whole Shaved has a Senate? And I know that every city needs their own Shaitim. Tamalayma Shaitim the Sharecha. And Shaitrim the Khal Iva. I know every city needs their own police. Menamalayma Shaitim the Sharecha. Now the Ramban holds that besides having in every city for the Shaved, the own Sanhedrin, you also need one Sanhedrin for the whole Shaved. That's like a higher up, like a Supreme Court. Abihuda says, Echad Mimuna Kulim. And above that, you have one person who is a, and Taisha says, it's not talking about another, like Ramban was another Sanhedrin, but it means you have an Av Bezin, an Ivid. You know what it says? Titin L'cho. You have to have a superior. Every Bezin should have one Av Bezin. It shouldn't all be equal. Mitzvah for every shaved to judge their own. We'll stop here. Okay, we'll learn a bit.